You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Ricker. Coming up, we'll meet a pastor from Delavan who's working with the Boys and Girls Club to give teens a safe space to learn and have fun.
First, Tuesday was the deadline for those applying for candidacy in the election for Superintendent of Public Instruction in Wisconsin. Tony Evers will face two challengers in next month's primary election. Pundits say this race could turn into a partisan proxy fight over school choice expansion in Wisconsin.
Robert Menser joins us now to talk about this and other top stories from the past week in our weekly state news roundup. He's a storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Wausau. Rob, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, thanks. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Well, let's start out looking at a race a bit in the future in the spring, the race for Superintendent of Public Instruction. Tony Evers, the incumbent there, who's he going to face?
So Evers will face Dodgeville School District Administrator John Humphreys and retired Beloit Superintendent Lowell Holtz, both of whom appear to be positioning themselves somewhat to Evers' right. The State Department of Public Instruction is this race is a nonpartisan race. These elections happen in the spring in odd-numbered years, so it's really not a position that probably most people in Wisconsin will ever vote for or particularly form an opinion about. But just like every other race, it seems, oftentimes the pattern falls to political teams, right? People who's on the left and who's on the right. And Tony Evers, who's been the state superintendent since 2009, his ideas are not those of Republican Governor Scott Walker. They are much more in line with the sorts of ideas you hear from Democratic politicians.
Now, school choice has been a hot topic and also a contentious topic over the past several years. So has Common Core. What do we know about how those issues might shape this race?
Well, yes, school choice is really where it's at. So Common Core is a case where, you know, Wisconsin, like a lot of states, received federal money and incentives from the Obama administration in order to adopt this sort of common curriculum, and that became in the Obama years a flashpoint. But in practice, I think that at this point the curriculum is largely rolled into schools, and it's unlikely that despite some posturing that there's going to be drastic changes there. But school choice is a live issue, right? So Wisconsin's voucher program is statewide and is expanding. It is sort of on an elevator where each year there are more and more vouchers given out. And this is something that that Evers is, you know, he doesn't administer that policy. That's a matter of policy that state legislators can set. But he certainly has not been a supporter or vocal on the idea of expanding that. And that is different than his opponents. They both have been very critical of public schools, especially in urban areas in the state, and definitely in favor of expansion of the voucher program.
So, Rob, given that flashpoint of school choice, does this race, even though it's a race that takes place in the spring, doesn't typically draw a ton of attention, could this have the potential to draw some national attention or at least some outside money?
Without a doubt, there will be outside money. So school vouchers have a large infrastructure in the conservative world for multiple reasons. I mean, for ideological reasons, there are conservatives see that as a beneficial education policy. It's worth saying the incoming Donald Trump's nominee for national education secretary is known as a massive funder of candidates supporting school choice or school vouchers, as you wish, I think for sure there's also the fact that a lot of these are private companies, and there's a lot of money in the world of private schools, and certainly in lobbying for private school vouchers. So yeah, without a doubt, the onslaught is coming. We will see outside spending in this race aimed at that specific issue.
We're talking with Rob Menser right now, storytelling editor for USA Today Network Wisconsin, that's based in Wausau. And we're checking out the top news stories in Wisconsin this week. And Rob, Tuesday was the deadline for filing in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, and Justice Ziegler up for another 10-year term, and nobody showed up to oppose her. What happened?
Yeah, this is one you could either look at it as we're dodging a bullet, because these races get the Supreme Court races in recent memory have been extremely ugly and sort of gross. On the other hand, you know, for those on the Democratic Party side or folks who are more liberal, this is a large institutional failure. And Ed Ziegler is squarely within the court's conservative majority. Unseating her would not change the sort of balance of power of the court, but Supreme Court terms are 10 years long in Wisconsin, and so to not even have a candidate to challenge the incumbent is seen as a missed opportunity if you're a progressive.
And we're going to move on to another story now. This week, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation found a traffic deaths increased by almost 6% in the year 2016. What happened with the increase in fatalities there?
Well, there were 588 traffic deaths in 2016. It's 33 more people than died in 2015. And it's a concern. It's the highest rate since 2012. It's also above the 5-year average that the department uses to make sure it's, you know, to not just look at outliers. So it could be an outlier, but what it seems to be is that there seems to be a pretty straightforward explanation for this. People are driving more. When you drive more, you are more likely to die in a car crash. The factors that contribute to people driving more are relatively low gas prices in 2016 and especially a relatively strong economy. When there's better economy, people drive to their jobs or travel in cars more. And both of those factors were specifically cited by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation as an explanation for this increase in deaths.
We also raised the speed limit by 10 miles an hour. Is that part of this?
So it had to be a factor. 2016 was the first full year that Wisconsin had 70 miles per hour speed limits on highways. This was passed in 2015. And for sure, speeding contributes to a lot of traffic deaths. And for sure, crashes that occur at higher speeds are more likely to be deadly. So it's reasonable to, you could infer that if on average people are driving faster, then that probably is one factor in this, in the increase.
And our last story today, yesterday CBD oil was in the news in Wisconsin. And first of all, Rob, what is CBD oil?
So this is it's a derivative of marijuana. So this is medicinal marijuana. It is used to help people who suffer from seizures. But it's a very specialized byproduct. It does not have a significant amount of THC, which is the main thing in marijuana that actually allows people to get high from marijuana. So it's not really a drug, as the advocates say. It's not really a drug that anyone would use for recreational purposes, but it is something that's effective for people who have seizures, for preventing seizures. So this is not the first time that this has been considered in Wisconsin. Last year, the Assembly passed a bill that would have legalized the use of this substance with a prescription, but that died in the Senate. It's seen as a humanitarian policy because there are actual cases where this helps people, including children. But it's also seen, I think not incorrectly, as kind of a first step on the path to broader types of marijuana legalization. And that is what defeated it last year. But it sounds like maybe there's some thaw in that. One of the senators who opposed it said she might be open to it this year. The legislative leaders seem to signal that it would go forward. So it is a thing to look for in this year's session.
Rob, thanks a lot for joining us.
Hey, thanks.
That was Robert Menser, storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Wausau. He's with us every Friday for our weekly state news roundup.